I should have guessed something was up when I was walking home. There were cars parked all down my street. My mother's Bible study group is usually on Wednesday. Today is Tuesday. I walk up to my house and open the door very quietly.
May the devil of lust and disobedience be cast out of his sinful shell.
My mother is in the living room with a circle of people from her church and Pastor Kyriadidas. There are candles flickering around them, and they're praying together. I can see a framed photo of me in the center of the circle, on the coffee table. Luckily, they haven't seen me.
We cast the devil's stronghold from his body. We pray to God for his mercy on his dark soul. Amen.
Where's Dad? Why is he never home when this shit goes down? I start to hear more regular conversations, which indicates they are winding down.
How can I thank you, Pastor?
I hear my mother saying.
I can't thank you enough for helping me. Let's pray he can stay in God's grace. He's a disobedient child.
I close my eyes and will myself to be calm. I quietly walk down the hall to my room, but continue to listen. I hear my mother thank everyone again and usher them to the dining room for some spinach pie and Greek pastries. Nothing stops our family from eating. I slip into my room. Here, surrounded by my things, I feel safe. With the wallpaper that I personally installed, and the wooden chair rail I put up during the holidays last year, I tried to give my boxy, tract home bedroom some character. I wanted it to look like an old English library. But all this just serves as evidence to my family that I'm a weirdo. None of it makes sense to them. Why can't you have those sports pictures on your walls like other boys? Which is hilariously ironic because no one in my family is into any kinds of sports, except when Greece plays in the World Cup, or when the Greek team walks into a stadium during the Summer Olympic Games opening ceremonies. That's pretty much it. I'm literally the only one who is remotely interested in physical activity that does not include baking or going to work, the two forms of exercise that my family holds in high regard. So back to my room. I've squeezed as many bookcases in this tiny space as possible. Being surrounded by books and magazines makes me feel calm. It makes the room seem wrapped in a layer of protection, as if nothing or no one can get to me. Looking around, I think, I need to talk to Henry. He always calms me down, though after what I just saw, I should probably lay low. I scan the room. I can tell that someone has been going through my things. My heart stops. I glance over at my dresser, which is against the one wall that doesn't have any bookcases. Above it, I installed shelving to store my art supplies. My once perfectly arranged boxes, the ones on top of the dresser, the ones holding the ticket stubs of every movie I've ever gone to, are all messed up. A box is open and some of the stubs are scattered on the dresser. I always put everything back where it belongs. But my mother was obviously looking for something. She assumes most of the time that I must hide drugs in my room. Watching movies or TV shows that are about God, Jesus, or some kind of spiritual journey or lesson are approved. All other forms of entertainment are the work of the devil, narcissistic, selfish, and only for girls and the gays. I open the drawer where I keep my notebook. It's below a pile of neatly stacked books. I quickly leaf through it. All the pages are still there. I exhale, but I tell myself I really should have hidden my notebook in a much better place. I should have buried it with the others outside the house. It's been a while since she's been on a search and destroy mission. I've become too complacent. Was that the reason for today's meeting? I pull my phone out of my pocket and stare at it. I want to text Henry. I put it back in my pocket and crawl into bed. I intend to lie there just for a bit, but I'm exhausted. I fall asleep hard.